Let's talk a little bit about what Jamie Gangel has been reporting, what you're hearing, that Rubio himself, very, very bullish, wants to stay in this race, but some advisors may be wondering if he can't win in Florida, maybe it's best to get out before March 15th.
Wolf, Jamie's report was utter nonsense. She did not contact the campaign prior to coming on the show last hour and reporting that. It is 100% absolutely false. I think CNN is doing a disservice to voters by airing that sort of reporting without even checking with the campaign. Her sources, whatever they are, have no idea what the internal deliberations of the campaign are, because if she did, she would know that Marco feels confident about Florida.
Because some of her sources close to the campaign, inside the campaign, not the senator himself, clearly not you, saying, one of them saying he doesn't want to get killed in his home state, and maybe it would be smart, especially if he doesn't do well tomorrow, let's say in Michigan and Mississippi, maybe to avoid some sort of humiliation, keep his credentials, it may be smart to get out even before March 15th.
Wolf, I have a lot of respect for you, but I'm going to ask you to stop reading that sort of fiction on air, because it is not true at all. If Jamie had checked with the campaign, if Jamie had good sources in the campaign, she would have known that that is not true. That is fiction, and CNN should stop reporting it. I was sitting in a senior staff meeting planning out next week's schedule when I saw this report suddenly air, and I came racing across town.
I know you came over here deliberately because you wanted to get your
point. Because CNN hadn't asked us for comment before that. I mean, CNN went to air with a report without asking a campaign for feedback. Who does that? So, how did that happen? How did that get to air without somebody asking the campaign for comment?